Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin. With me is Dr. Nicola Bird, and today we're talking about sustainability. So for some people listening, they're not there yet, but the goal is to get to the point where, you know, you've changed your body and you like where your shape and size has gotten to, but the point is to keep it there. It's not to go back to how you were. And that's the second half of weight loss, I guess, is the holding the weight off or staying in the new body, sustaining, right? So sustainability is the topic. And we've kind of discussed this for a bit and narrowed down what we think three major points are about sustainability. So we're just going to go over those today, because something, this is something that comes up with people who do make a change and then they realize there's a new way of living to sustain it and they haven't really thought about it. And I think part of the reason people relapse and gain weight back is because they didn't consider that once their weight loss is over, there's still a new way to live in that new body. It's clearly not the way you used to live, because that was the way that got you to gain weight. And it's not the way you were just living that caused you to lose weight, because that's kind of a short-term intervention life. So it's this new way of sustaining it, and it's like a third way of living that no one ever considered. And so it's kind of, it requires some, I guess a lot of mental change is what it requires. So that's what we're getting into. So the first step of this is a change of your expectations. And so let's get into that.
Sure. And I think that if people are for the first time on your program and going through the change of body, change of shape, getting healthy, exercising, all the rest of it, but there are probably other listeners out there who have yo-yo dieted, who understand whether this program or any program that they have struggled with sustainability. That's why they're with you. Mm-hmm. So whether you're a newbie or you're already been through yo-yo dieting, this understanding and concept of sustainability is the crux of maintenance and success, because it's really, from my perspective, 90% of it. It's going to be everything that you're going to deal with there on in. And for those who have tried other programs and not succeeded, and they're succeeding with Venus and really happy with Venus, and we're really happy with that, and they found the program for them, nonetheless, even though you found the program that's right for you and working for you, sustainability is still another beast unto itself. So that's where these expectations really do come in, where you want to change how you are viewing yourself and expectations of yourself, so that you're not setting yourself up for failure. Mm-hmm. As we know, when you're going through the program and you're really motivated and excited and you're in love with the Venus program and it's working, and aren't you enthused, and all that passion and motivation is there and loving it, you're surviving and you're thriving rather off of that energy and momentum and excitement. Mm-hmm. You achieve your goal, and then suddenly, like, you're going to be in another place altogether. You're not going to have that same kind of rush of energy, rush of excitement, rush of adrenaline and motivation. You're going to now be in the day-to-day doldrums. It's like your program is the honeymoon phase, which is fantastic. Then the rest is dealing with the day-to-day life, the day-to-day challenges.
Just staying there.
And stay there and slugging away, that now you're going to deal with your stresses of life, your pressures of life. And also that maybe you've gotten to your goal, you thought it was going to save your life and everything's going to be perfect, and lo and behold, you look better, you feel better, things have changed, but you're still dealing with day-to-day messiness of life and messiness of emotions and all that stuff, and things that will drive you to eat for reasons other than hunger. So having a stressful day, you want to overeat, feeling pressured or down, you don't want to exercise, that kind of thing. That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so if you set yourself up for, well, I did it great when I was for those months and now I'm not doing it, and you beat yourself up, or you expect that you're going to be just always on, and then when you're not on, you give up and you cut yourself down, or you use it as an excuse for failure and you compare yourself to when you were really on point. Mm-hmm. not going to happen. You're not going to be on point all the time. You're going to have really low days. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have those days when you're like, those emotions are going to come in. Mm-hmm. And you need to be able to, one, identify that you're going through those emotional crises or difficulties or stresses or challenges or just day-to-day messiness of life, and expect that you will have them and keep moving through them, not letting them define you, not comparing yourself to when you were all energized and pumped, mm-hmm. and finding healthy techniques to get yourself motivated again. Mm-hmm.
So this is where the expectation has to change. It has to change from you're just not going to step on the scale every week and you lose another pound or another inch comes off your waist. At some point, you're going to kind of arrive there. And now your expectation isn't that you're going to change more and more, because there's no need to change anymore if you've zeroed in on the goal, or at least the size that you like. So the expectation is, yeah, you're going to have up days, down days. Mm-hmm. And the way you deal with those up and down days, and knowing that there is no 10 more pounds to lose, it's all you've done it. And I know for some people who haven't lost the weight, this sounds like, you know, what are they talking about? Like, I can't even imagine a point where I'm actually don't have any more weight to lose, or I can't imagine a point where all my measurements are wearable. But we've had hundreds and hundreds of women get there, and they're like, what do I do now? And that whole rush of, like, getting on the scale every week and the weight drops again is gone, because they've done it all. It's like you're kind of done with that part. So when that part drops away, and like you said, it's the day-to-day grind, but it's the day-to-day grind in your new body, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because every time you look at it in the mirror, you're like, oh man, this was the point. I got to this shape. But that doesn't mean, like you said, life stresses come up. So your expectation has got to be adjusted. And that comes with flexibility, I guess, of the way you're thinking about this. And that's the second part of this.
Exactly. Because, I mean, because of the messiness of life, the messiness of your emotions, the messiness of your thoughts, the bad days, the bad moments. And when those insecurities come up, or the fears come up, or the lack of support comes up, or just the boredom comes up, all that kind of stuff comes up, and you're emotionally like, ugh. And you just cave in that day, and I'll do it tomorrow, and you overate that day. You can't just let that define you and walk away and get back into all bad patterns, and then again beat yourself up and fall into this awful negative cycle, which is very typical to happen because you're not meeting these high standards that you set, or you're not perfect, and it's not going to happen. So that sustainability does come from your ability to be flexible with the different challenges of life, the different expectations of life. Mm-hmm. So some weeks might be a little busier, some weeks more stressful. Maybe you're dealing with a constant stress, and that's what we'll come back to, that emotional management and being flexible with your emotions, that yes, it's messy. So, and being able to manage those emotions, and that's a huge part, so that you're not just falling back into the old patterns and that made you gain weight or kept you from exercising and taking care of your body, that made you give in or give up, mm-hmm. and not maintain a kind of motivation that you're worth feeding well and you're worth taking care of your body and you're worth looking good and you're really worth the exercise and keeping fit, that's what you're worth. And you can go ahead, John,
just about to say, like, the idea of the expectations changing at this point and flexibility being one of the main points here is that during a real hard push for the 12 weeks of the program, mm-hmm. you may be able to do that without being very flexible. You may be able to do that with, like, no, every week is a coordinated push towards the next week, and week 10 built off week 9 and week 11 built off week 10. And, mm-hmm. and maybe you can be kind of rigid. Like, for, I mean, 12 weeks out of your entire life is, that's pretty short. And you could probably be quite inflexible for 2 to 3 months like that, where you just put your head down and you push. And a lot of our contest winners and people who've been successful, they've accepted the fact that it's not forever. It's this short term, and at the end, you know. So you can almost suspend, like, some of this flexibility and some of this more like sustainable way of living for this short period. But now you got to get back into living like a sustainable, flexible, like a kind of a realistic life. And that's why, you know, being flexible, you know, that seems like, yes, no kidding, of course. But the thing is, if you're pushing through the program right now, you might realize, well, you're not being flexible right now in the middle of the program. But when it's over, you got to learn to be flexible because it's not the same thing. You don't have that like body weight, body shape changing target that's driving all your purpose for that few months. It's you're done, and so now you need to live in that new body, which means you got to really open up. Well, you got to be flexible with how you're doing it, and I guess that leads us into the final part, which is accepting your vulnerability.
Huge, because you're going to be vulnerable. You're going to have fears. You're going to have insecurities. You're going to feel unmotivated and demotivated. You're going to have difficult days that are just going to make you want to throw in the towel. That, so what if I have this body? And so what if I look this good? I'm still being disrespected. Mm-hmm. I'm still getting put down. I'm still not supported in the way I want to be supported. I'm still stressed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm still not feeling happy. Like, it's not rescuing my life. So if you, like, that part of that motivation and your nose to the grind and you're right, an inflexible thing, your motivation, and you're going and going, and you really are motivated by the idea of this reward, that when I have this, it's like this, we create these pictures in our brain of perfection. I'm going to be there when all these wonderful things are going to happen to me. Suddenly you have the new body, and suddenly you're there, and guess what? Life's the same. Like, you're not suddenly rescued. You may feel better in your clothes and feel more confident, and so there'll be those kind of changes, which are phenomenal.
Yeah, there is going to be a lot of changes.
Absolutely.
But like, traffic's still traffic. Work stress is still work stress. Yeah, you arrive there like in a lot better shape, but a lot of those stresses, you know. A lot of those external factors don't care how great your body looks. They're still going to hit you.
You're still taking your emotional you into it. So you're still, whatever you've reacted to before, if you haven't worked on those reactions, they're going to still be the same. If you haven't worked on those insecurities, they're still going to be the same. They're just going to have maybe triggered in a different way.
Yeah.
And so it really is, you're going to feel the vulnerabilities. You're going to have the same fears. You're going to come into... You're still you. Mm-hmm. And so, which is what we talk about. Part of that, the whole process is also managing your emotions, being aware of your emotions, taking care of you. You're kind of in a bubble of that time of really focusing, and it's fantastic. I think one of the problems that comes in that is that's, you're not really feeling vulnerable at that point. You might have moments of it, but you're pushing through because you have this end goal. And that end reward is just like really blown up, like bigger than life. And when you come back and it's done, and after you get the accolades and you might also get jealousies, you might think, oh, everybody's going to love me now. And suddenly you notice that people are jealous or insecure around you or put you down because they feel insecure. Like, you're going to have, it's not going to just be all, you know, roses. And so you're going to deal with all of these vulnerabilities. I think that part of that vulnerability, you will then start comparing yourself to when you were successful. Those 12 weeks of like, well, I did it then, and what happened to me, and I'm not capable. And you start doubting yourself because you're not doing what you did then, and you don't have the same motivation or drive. And that, so that intertwines then with the expectations. You're not going to. You're not set in that kind of, like you said, that tunnel vision. You're not in that kind of, and you're now in lifestyle.
Right. So I guess getting to the, so putting it all together is like you go through, and the only reason we, like, at least I, maybe this was obvious to you, but I've kind of learned it from talking to so many previous winners, was that drive towards that end goal. I've seen it with fitness competitors and bodybuilders too, that you just get into a zone where you can almost like not live a normal life for a few months, and then it's sustainable for a short period of time, but you just can't keep it up. It's like sprinting. It's like we can all run a certain distance without taking a breath, like during a sprint. Mm-hmm. But to live the rest of your life, you gotta get into a rhythmic pattern. You gotta get into something that's sustainable. So, and this has been a conundrum for many Venus winners that that they've come to me for how to, what do I do? They're like, what do I do now that I've sort of arrived? And I'm like, I don't know. So they end up looking for another 12-week goal. They look for another target to hit. And I'm like, nah, that's not really the answer, because what are you going to do? Spend the rest of your life in 12-week chunks, like grinding to another goal? And another, I mean, you already have, for many of them, they've got their measurements in their body where they've, even beyond what they ever thought they could get to, they get there. And then they're just sort of don't know what to do with themselves. And I'm like, now you just live life. You just continue training to keep the body. Obviously, you have to pay attention to your diet and exercise to stay there. The amount of effort, it's not the same targeted drive effort, but it's this new kind of emotion. It's this different style of effort. It's this changing your expectations, being flexible with what how you're going to be, like, flexible with your expectations, and then accepting the vulnerabilities of life, and then rolling with the punches. And just, this is a new part of your life now, is this new diet fitness component is just part of it all. And now you just sort of come down from the high of the big weight loss, or the big transformation, and now you're just living life, but in a new body.
I mean, I think we're really describing you going from the honeymoon phase into the practicality of the day-to-day relationship, where you're dealing with the issues, the personalities, all that kind of stuff. But it's the same thing. You're going to have to deal with all your emotions. And it's really managing that it does really come back down to your emotional management that will really help you sustain your goal more than anything else. That if you are able to move through your demotivation, if you're able to really work through your different stresses and pressures and fears and inadequacies, all that kind of stuff, then you will be able to sustain the motivation, because it'll be coming from just a more positive place of behavior learning, where you're just accustomed to taking care of yourself and maintaining, because you like to take care of yourself, you're worth it kind of thing. You're coming from that. But if you're struggling with those different overwhelming emotions, it's harder to sustain your motivation, your drive, your momentum, because again, the reward will feel less intense and less exciting. And you're right, just going from program to program, you're going to burn out. Like, keep doing that. It's once you come to Venus, this is working for you, then it comes back to changing, working on your mindsets and managing your pressures of life.
Yeah, like I'd say part of this, I would say, and some people listening are probably going to recognize that these are conversations I've had with them directly. But part of this is, I mean, I have people come to me saying, well, maybe I want to run a marathon now, or maybe I want to do a fitness competition, right? It's just refocus on another short-term goal that they can grind out. And from what I'm hearing, now that I'm looking at our kind of little list here of expectations, flexibility, and vulnerability, isn't this just the sort of what you'd counsel anybody on for sustainability of anything? Like,
Anything,
right.
exactly. I mean, sustaining anything is really the challenge of human living.
Yeah, so these aren't like just
Sustaining.
post body transformation recommendations. This is
No.
like, this is it. This is kind of part of what you'd be doing to have a satisfying life in general, and like
Satisfying life.
in reducing stress.
Like when you get a new relationship, woo, isn't that exciting? That's going to rescue me. And suddenly it's like, boom, you're hit with, you're facing yourself. Oh, I'm going to get this new job and it's going to rescue me. Oh, when I get this new outfit, it's going to rescue me. Like, it's always that need to be rescued, a
Or you
reward.
graduate from your degree, or you move to a new place,
Yes,
or yeah.
this is going to make me feel better at momentarily, but you're still you. Still taking your emotional and mental self into that new body that you've achieved through Venus. And truly, this sustainability is the mastery of life. This learning this kind of mastery will enable all of us to manage just the general aspects of life and what we face and encounter. So it's a wonderful opportunity to manage these, to understand these three principles, and to be aware of them as you're moving through that. When you get there, this is what you're going to encounter.
Right. So
Shift your
when you are, yeah.
expectations.
Yeah, so when you make a significant change, and you're close to or hit right onto the numbers you were hoping for, it be like, I guess be aware if you start thinking in your head, oh, maybe I'll start lifting, trying to lift for a different kind of strength goal, or maybe it's a competition, or maybe I'm going to go do a triathlon. Just stop right there and think, what am I just choosing another goal to drive towards, or am I avoiding the second, the new level of work of changing my expectations, accepting my vulnerabilities, and being flexible with the new pattern? Because that should be your next challenge. It shouldn't be, or at least that doesn't make any sense to me, that you just adopt another hardcore fitness goal, because that just means to me that you're just going to go down the line with fitness goal after fitness goal, and you're never going to actually address the idea of, because that's just too high stress. You can't live that. You'll burn out. The point is to back off and actually sort of enjoy it.
I agree. And I'd also like to speak to those on the program who are having problems sustaining the program, because there will be those there as well that will be like having some challenges just moving through
Oh, moving through the 12 weeks or
the
however many.
12
Yeah,
weeks
exactly.
themselves. Because, I've worked with people like that. They're just the 12 weeks itself, like the change of mindset, because you're changing your mindset. It sustaining the program, program that they're happy with, that's working, that kind of thing, and that it is something for them, and there it's then adjusting their self expectations as well, that they're just going to be perfect, that they're just going to be on, that in the program they might have a bad day. Sure, that you plan to eat this amount, but then you ate more. Let it go. Next, just move
Yeah,
to the next.
100, totally, 100%. These rules or these principles apply even during the program.
During the program,
Right.
yeah.
Like
That you're
nobody goes through the 12 weeks or even however many weeks it takes them. Nobody does it straight through perfectly,
right.
losing exactly 1 or 2 pounds a week. Every day their measurements drop a half inch. Like that's, nobody does that. There's
Right.
like good weeks and lousy weeks. And
Right.
so I call it a controlled stumble forward. Like you
Right.
like it's kind of like you're going for a run, every now and then you trip and you fall and you get up and you go backwards a little bit, then you go forward again, and by the end of it, 12 weeks later, it's a bumpy ride, but you end up significantly better than you started. And you're a stronger person for it, your body's changed, a bunch of stuff has changed, but it's not a straight line. And
No.
it never it's ne I've never seen it be a straight line for anyone, even like pro fitness models. It's a sloppy ride. It's all over the place. So
Right. So, and that.
that comes into the expectation. You can't expect to be like perfect every week. It just doesn't happen.
And that's why, and you're going to accept your vulnerability, that you won't be perfect, that it will be messy, and be flexible with that. And so you, and rather that you, it's a bad day, quote unquote. I mean, I'm not, it's not literally bad. It's just not the day that you expected.
Yeah.
It's, but in your mind, you might be at a bad day. So we want to really, cancel out that thinking. And it's more like, it's not the day expected, and refocus on your confidence, and move back into the bandwagon. So if you get into the patterns of like binge eating, for instance, or overeating on a given day, and your emotions got the best of you, then the next day is to focus on your emotions. It's not about like pushing through the willpower. It's like own your own emotions, own that vulnerability. Okay, fine. And dig back deeper into your confidence, dig back deeper into your own knowledge of your abilities to succeed. And once you plug back into more of your confidence, then you can move out of that vulnerability. That's where you're flexible and you set different expectations.
Yeah. So instead of, if your expectation was 2 pounds for that week and you had a couple bad days, and you accept that, move on, and maybe say, well, maybe if this week's just neutral and I don't gain
Right.
any weight, that's still a win. And
That's
that's
right.
okay. And you can't beat yourself
Yes.
up for that, because you're gonna have, like I coach people all the time like that, where they go to a wedding or they go on like a 2 day trip and they come back and they're like, oh man, and I was really hoping to lose 2 more pounds this week. I'm like, seriously, you thought you were going to go to a wedding and on a trip and actually lose weight this week? So I help them, I talk them through the idea that just not gaining weight this week is a win. And
Right.
I get them to like, switch their expectation and learn to be flexible about, yeah, you know what, that, that's actually not a bad deal. You went to a wedding or you went away. And all things considered, I tell them, look, everyone else at this wedding probably gained a pound. You didn't. So that's a win. And yeah, maybe your goal was to lose a pound or two, but the only way you're doing that is skipping the wedding, and you're not doing that. So you got to give yourself that wiggle room, which comes back to the concepts of switching your expectation, being flexible, and accepting that the vulnerability. So, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it applies for sustainability and for getting through the program itself.
Absolutely. It's the whole, again, we talked about it as a principle of life. Mm-hmm. And it's a good understanding and a good way to understand just how to manage and cope in general. Mm-hmm. It's a good principle.
Yeah. And I guess to reiterate the distinction here is some people do just drive through the program on willpower, just knowing there's only 20 days left and only 10 days left, but that's, you can't live your life that way. So,
mm-hmm. No, you can't.
So I guess that's a good place to leave it. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right. So for Nicola Bird, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.